I can't take you seriously with the two. You have to take that off. If for anybody who's not watching at home, you have two sets of glasses on today.
And you can't take me serious?
No, you have sunglasses on your head and regular glasses on your eyes, and I can't. You're reminding me of like a we're actually going to talk about Greek mythology today. Who's the one with all the eyes?
Oh, Argus.
Oh, sorry. Medusa's the one with the snakes.
Yes.
That's her. Sorry. We are actually going to talk about Greek mythology. Yeah, much better with just the one pair of glasses. Right. It's okay. You're good.
Well, because I there's some stuff in here that I want to make sure that I hit, so I have to make sure I can see it.
I'm so glad that you can. And speaking of seeing things, can we just talk about that this summer? Hands down, do you remember the summer where Barbie and Oppenheimer were trying to compete for who's the most exciting movie, what's the most blockbuster hit and all
that? It
was
so good that they combined the names.
Barbenheimer. Yes, they absolutely did. And I love that you knew that. Look at you. Look at you being so trendy. I feel like, sorry, Woody and Buzz, I feel like Odyssey has to be the movie of the summer. Everyone's bugging out. And honestly, I don't even know where it kind of came from. I feel like all of a sudden there was all this talk about Zendaya and Tom Holland, who are now married to each other. That's Spider-Man and MJ, I believe, in real life. Well, they play that in Spider-Man. Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
I didn't, well, yeah, you, like, you know who they are, right? Okay, yeah, they're like a, like, you know,
they're a thing. Yeah.
Hollywood A-listing married couple.
I
was just making sure.
I live on the same earth that you do.
Okay.
No, I do. No, honestly, I do. I didn't know whether you were.
You're not really into pop culture, though, so I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, wasn't she like a Disney?
Yeah, she dipped in there. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Zendaya, everybody loves Zendaya.
So I went too far.
It's okay. Yeah, you went too far. See, like,
I should have just said yes, I do know.
You were ahead. Yeah. I don't know if it's because they're both casted in this movie or the fact that it's Odyssey. It's star studded, but everybody's freaking out about it. I have to go see it. It's on my list. One day we'll go see it. But it actually was a great starting point, I feel like, to talk about. Did you ever read the Odyssey?
I don't know. I mean, so
you don't know if you ever read the Odyssey?
No, I don't. I wish. So my motto, I shouldn't even say this, but my motto in high school was if it's a C, it's for me. And like, I was never like one that strived to do better.
Got it.
And I find now that I am. So like we had talked, I don't know when we talked, maybe a couple days ago, we were talking about the Chasing of the Windmill guy, the Don Quixote.
Oh, Don Quixote.
I wish I learned more about it then. And maybe it was just because I wasn't really able to connect why it really matters.
I think we're just punks kind of in high school. Like,
probably.
I hate to say that because we read the Odyssey at my school, Laurelton Hall. Mm-hmm. We read the Odyssey. I mean, we did, I want to say a good, I'm sure my teachers who are listening are going to say, no, Melissa, we only focused on it for 3 weeks, but maybe it felt like a whole semester to me. It felt very long, but I don't remember much about it. I could tell you some of the mythology, Greek, I could tell you some of the characters. Right. I couldn't really I had to kind of do a quick cliff notes.
Well, I think that's for me too. So when you ask me if I did read it, mm-hmm. I don't remember. But then if somebody were to bring up some of the characters or some of the background on it, you're like, oh, of course I remember.
I remember Telemachus, the son.
Yeah.
See, Odysseus' son. I remember
Penelope, the
wife. Of course you remember
wife.
The attractive wife.
Right.
Yeah,
who was,
of course.
Yes, who was
well,
left.
There you go.
Who was left stranded. But it does
But she was awesome, by the way. Do you remember there was like dozens of suitors who thought that Odysseus was dead?
They're
and they were all trying to like take over his palace, and she like tricked him. And she was kind of cool, actually.
So we did know a lot more than we...
And maybe we should just stop while we're ahead. We actually know everything. So we wrote the movie, Odyssey. We wrote it. We cast it, everybody.
I think
you know Tom Holland.
You and I are on an Odyssey of some sort.
We are an oddity, actually. Yes. I think that's what it is. We are very odd. But I think it is interesting, though, we were talking about like if we could have cared more in high school about Greek mythology. Because it's interesting. A lot of these characters that we learn about are kind of have, I don't know, you've made sort of this connection.
Well, I did.
She does these things. It's very cool.
Well, no, what's fascinating now is as we start to talk about the beat and the badge and focus on some of the ways in which we can be safer, we always refer oftentimes to animals.
Yes.
And I think it's important because like the squirrel dance, when we share that with people and you and I have had conversations even offline, it does click with people because they're like, I get it. I don't want to be the squirrel dance driving down the road and the squirrel is in the middle.
Not sure. Do I go right, left? Do I stay in the middle?
Exactly. Yeah. And we've coined this kind of squirrel dance mentality. But when you start diving into Greek mythology, and we're talking Greek mythology is, I don't know,
been around for a very long time.
For a very long time. a lot of what they talked about in some of their gods and the characters from Greek mythology plays really well into our discussions on safety.
Safety, yeah.
And it's amazing how you can apply that. And so you wonder how unappreciated they were, or unappreciated I was, of Greek mythology.
Same.
When I was learning it. Because
so
there
Gary
are
went
characters.
Back to high school. You went back to high school. You did like a crash course on Greek mythology. Not really, but he did do a bunch of research, and you found that there was a lot of
A lot of things that gods and others. And I'll give you one that we had talked about that really started this conversation, was Cassandra.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Actually, let's bring it back a second. Gary randomly, you did this on the 4th of July, too, when he's like, what if we had to sign the Declaration of Independence today? And I'm like, why would you ask me such a question? You asked me that. You're like, you remember Cassandra? First of all, what? Like, what are we talking about here? And I said, no, I don't think you introduced me to Cassandra. He's like, well, I wouldn't have introduced you because she's a Greek mythology character.
Right. A princess. From Greek mythology.
So sorry. So
it was random. It was random.
It was random, but I didn't know. But then when you started to explain her, I thought, oh, wait, we need to do a broader thing on this.
Right.
Because who was Cassandra?
So we'll start with Cassandra. She was a princess, and I think it was Zeus. Again, some of this stuff, people will fact check me and say, well, it wasn't really Zeus. But I think Zeus gave her power.
Okay.
And the power was that she could predict disasters.
Mm-hmm.
And so Melissa and I were talking about that because we focus a lot on prevention. But the thing with Cassandra was that she failed Zeus, and so Zeus cursed her. And the curse was that although she could predict disasters, like you could predict all of disasters,
right,
nobody would believe her.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And so no matter what, she's always going to be looked at as the boy who cried wolf. No one
she's
going to
be right.
Her. Even though she's right.
And she's going to be proven right because the disasters are going to happen.
But nobody's going to believe her. That is brutal.
So why does that tie into some of Greek mythology and why it plays an important role in our discussions on beating the badge?
Mm-hmm.
Because we talk about prevention, and we talk about believing people and reporting information.
Mm-hmm.
But if law enforcement and others don't believe those that report it,
mm-hmm,
and dismiss it, that's the Cassandra effect.
Well, even in our own households, how many times do we have just the average mentality that I know best? I'm an adult. I've lived longer than my kid, and my kid outlines something. And instead of just being like, even if they're right or wrong,
right,
let's go back, I don't know how many episodes, The Kidnapped King. Chase was actually wrong, technically, because that book was totally harmless. But the point of that story was he was concerned about something. He heard a word like kidnap. And he wanted to make sure everything was okay. And so not only did I say, hey, I really appreciate you voicing this to me, Chase, he said, I want to talk to Gary about this. And he did. And you had a full-blown conversation about it. I mean, you didn't write it off. You didn't dismiss it. And
yes,
even though it wasn't what Chase had thought, it's that same concept that we do all the time. We write our kids off a lot. I think on average we do. You know, if they feel like something's uncomfortable, or they think something's not normal, or they have questions about it, we sometimes think we know better. And so that is a little bit of the Cassandra effect.
It is. It is. So, but I'll play one even better than that is if a parent or a student is in school and they see something online, or they have a friend and they come forward and they say, I believe that this individual is going to commit a crime at school.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if you don't believe them, then that could ultimately be a Cassandra.
Right.
And so the discussion really for Cassandras is on those people that will receive reports. So law enforcement, teachers, and others, you know, even I'll go so as far to say nurses and doctors who may receive information on a domestic violence case.
Right.
They, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a stretch, but the point is that
not
people
really,
have information.
Gary, I hate to say it, not to like cut you off, but you and I both know, we have seen here and across the country, there was that case a few years ago here in Connecticut where a mom handed over to a police department proof of being inundated with text messages from an ex. And the process was slowed. I don't remember. I don't want to call anybody out, but I don't remember if it was the police department or if it was the judge. It was something in that regard. But it took them a long time to respond. And ultimately, that time was kind of like, it was lax.
You're right.
And she died.
Yes.
I mean, so we have seen that.
So there are.
We have seen that in domestic violence as well.
You're right. And so all the effort we put forth with getting information and reporting suspicious behavior, we have to make sure that we believe Cassandras. Because,
right.
Yeah, some of them, if we chase, that's what why chasing leads down is so important in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when crime happens, we get a lot of leads. This is really forewarning law enforcement, potentially. Somebody comes forward and says, this is going to happen or
but
this
even
might
people,
happen.
People, though, Gary, how many times have you and I talked about where somebody will come to you, mm-hmm. I'll connect you with people. True story, I've connected you with people who say they know a friend or a family member who they think is in a dangerous relationship.
Right.
And Gary will give them resources. Fine. But then you and I will have private conversations. And I think to myself, if I knew somebody who was very close to me and I thought they were in a dangerous relationship, what can I do besides right. get them phone numbers and stuff? You're moving in with me. I want to make sure you're in a safe home.
Yeah, yeah.
I like I'm inserting sure. myself. And even if it's not that dangerous, I'm inserting myself. And I think sometimes even we do that in general, again, going back to domestic
sure,
violence,
yeah.
but anything, we just sort of kind of think it's not going to be me. It's that mentality of it's not going to happen to me. That does happen, and that's very sad, but that won't be me. I don't know.
Yes, exactly. So if we take just the Cassandra, because there's so many others, so we take the Cassandra. So the Cassandra was cursed because she was right, but nobody believed her. So that's one component of it is make sure that we search out the Cassandras in the world, because the Cassandras in the world are valuable because
right.
they know. But and so don't dismiss them. The other one, well, one of the other ones that's really fascinating here is
he's got to put the glasses on.
I know because I want to make sure I don't miss anything.
No,
is
I
Argus.
Love that. Yes,
Argus.
Is this the one that? No, that was Angus. Who was the one I talked about with all the eyes?
This is Argus. Yes.
Oh, this is him.
It's,
okay.
It's Argus Panoptes.
Okay.
Think.
Sure. Let's go.
So,
oh,
so he.
Okay. Cool.
He had 1,000 eyes. Or many eyes. I think it was 1,000. Maybe it was 100.
He was definitely wearing more than 2 pairs of glasses.
That's right.
For
yes.
sure.
Yeah. He was certainly a good eyeglass company.
I would think patient.
Sponsor.
Sure.
So, but he had all those eyes. And the what was powerful for him was that he had strong situational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always encourage people to have eyes. So by having all those eyes, some eyes could rest, but he always had eyes looking outward.
Mm.
And we talk about that in crime safety,
yeah.
is that you always want to, you know, the concept of see something, say something, even though
right.
I don't like it, and I'll tell you why I don't like it, and Argus is a great example of it. But the concept of see something, say something is in the realm of Argus.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason these mythological characters are so important, like the squirrel dance, I could tell people 1,000 times what to do and how to do it. When I say don't be a squirrel.
Oh, they know.
They know right away.
Right.
So we can say now, don't dismiss
a Cassandra.
Cassandra. Boom. Mm-hmm. Be an Argus, because an Argus has all those eyes and they're always looking.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have with see something, say something is Argus didn't just look. He didn't.
Just have an eye on everything.
Just have an eye
around.
On everything.
Yeah.
He searched it out. Mm. He had such good situational awareness that he was able to notice things
mm-hmm.
because he had so many eyes. So the concept of see something, say something, I don't necessarily love.
Right.
Because it's a term now it's see say. Well, it's not that. It's look for
right.
stuff. Look
right.
for the not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And Argus had the ability to search
to
out the not normal because he had this situational awareness about him to make sure that he did that. So now look at what the Greek mythology is teaching us. Number one is that there are people in the world who are Cassandras. That means they know, they can tell. Don't dismiss the Cassandras. There's also people, the character of Argus. And Argus had the ability to be situationally aware. Don't take your eye off the ball. He had the benefit of having a lot of eyes.
Right.
And the reason he was defeated was, I believe, because somebody ultimately convinced him to fall asleep.
To go to sleep with all his eyes.
He was never looking. So we talk about, why does it matter? So it matters for women going to their cars with packages.
I was just going to say, whenever you're in a parking lot and we always say, like, don't be on your phone or don't have too many things in your hand or, you know, that's what it is. It's
that's
not
right.
when something is so blatantly obvious. It's being ahead of what could potentially be an issue. It's like being 2 steps ahead or having eyes on the back of your head. In Argus, if you will.
Wow.
Do you like how I landed
how
that plane?
That.
Are you
yes.
so proud of me? I love when Gary's proud of me. It only happens 5 times a year.
It's that's not true. But but okay, that's fine. But but it goes towards that. It goes towards don't take your eye off the ball
right.
and pay attention and be aware. So mm-hmm. if you're looking down at your phone, so that's why it's so powerful when we talk about crime prevention. So the Argus is more situational awareness. And then I'm not going to say this necessarily right. I might. Is Prometheus.
Okay.
I think I did.
Where are you? You're at the top. So look at you jumping around.
I jump around, yeah.
Oh, Prometheus. Yeah, I remember Prometheus.
So Prometheus is all about prevention.
Yes.
So think about it right now, what the Greek mythology is really talking about, crime prevention. Because his greatest power was protection, because he had forethought. So
that's literally what his name means.
Prometheus does?
Yeah, forethought.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'll get fact checked on that one too.
Does it mean that?
I literally think his name means that, like a forethought, like you're thinking ahead. I believe so.
Okay.
I'll double check
it. Well, that would make sense, because that's what this is. It's forethought. So he thinks of danger before it arrives. So now think about it. The power of Prometheus is telling us, think ahead. Remember how we had a discussion about what if?
Yes.
The power of what if law enforcement does it? I think we talked about it. We did on Beating the Badge. Remember I talked about car?
I mean, honestly, I feel like if you were to describe what our show is, it's a Prometheus. We're all about prevention over reaction.
Right.
I mean,
stop
that's,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how do we get it? How do we stay, you know, empowered and ahead before something could potentially happen?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, we literally are that.
We are the Prometheus of
podcasts.
Podcasts.
Yes.
I love that.
It's a whole lot of alliteration
somehow,
there.
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
I do.
You didn't even know we were going to do this.
No, it makes me
You're like, I did the homework, Melissa. Why are you landing
more,
the plane?
It makes a whole lot of sense.
You just had a moment. I just watched you have a light bulb moment. He's like, wait a second.
I don't want to say
you just saw
I'm a Greek god, but but I'm on a podcast.
Oh, here we go.
So Prometheus is about prevention, and why these things are important is because if we have these discussions and make them normal for people and have them, we can refer to things. So the power of being aware and having forethought, and it matters because of prevention. So now, if you combined Prometheus with Argus, here's what we're doing is Prometheus is all about forethought to say, hey, we want to prevent it from happening in the first place. Actually, if you start looking at risk management companies, the reason risk management exists is because they are trying to limit risk.
Right.
They're trying to buy down risk. We talked about after September 11th, the government is putting money into prevention and buying down risk. That's all from Prometheus.
Prometheus. Yeah, you got it.
And it's all from him.
I believe in you.
And they are all with the ability to think ahead.
That's
so to
amazing.
Prevent it from happening in the first place.
That's cool.
So now we jump down a little bit to Prometheus and combining Argus. That is a really powerful crime prevention component.
That's a nice duo. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about Greek mythology. Yes. And this is the Beat and the Badge. I know, shocking enough. But we were talking about how Odyssey is like the blockbuster hit, if you will, this summer. And it made us kind of think back to our high school days. And if you actually paid attention, I remember reading the Odyssey, but I don't remember an awful lot about it, the characters and everything. So we did some homework and kind of looked. And a lot of these characters actually are ones that you probably can resonate with when we talk about some of the lessons here on the Beat and the Badge. So we've gone through Prometheus, Cassandra, Argus.
Yes.
Where are you jumping to next?
I think the next one I'm going to jump to is Athena.
Athena. Yeah. Everyone knows Athena.
I think that sounds like a female. Is it? No.
You didn't think Athena was a girl? Of course
I don't
she know. Is. Oh, absolutely. Athena is like
beautiful. I told
you, I got
a C in all this
No, it's okay. Yes. No, Athena is absolutely a female. Yes.
And they're all about preparedness.
She is.
The power
right.
of preparedness.
That's amazing.
And so, but if you take these now and you look at the crime triangle, remember we talked a couple weeks ago about the crime triangle?
I remember
triangle?
Everything you and I discussed.
So the crime triangle focuses on a couple things. Number one is, and the power of it, of a crime triangle, to look at it like that in prevention is, you need three things for a crime to occur.
Right.
Number one, we need a target. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it with the individual that was tragically killed because of the cell phone.
No? Nope.
Okay.
This was we talked about how you need to be careful of who's coming into your driveway and making sure that your house is hardened.
That's right.
And handling one of the three. Wow. You might have done homework
not,
on this one, but I know my Beat in the Badge homework, let me tell you.
My Prometheus godlike.
It's okay. That's why we're partners.
Well, yes, that's right.
It's cool.
We help.
You're Argus with all your eyes and I'm Prometheus. Nice. I'm prepared. I don't know what you're going to talk about, but I got you covered.
So I think that, yes, you're right. And you are always, that's why I'm fortunate to be doing this with you. So I think but the crime triangle is having those three things in order for a crime to be committed. If you can eliminate one of those three things,
you've just taken
the risk down. So if you look at it from a crime triangle is about being a target.
Right.
Number one, you need a target, you need a place, and then you need an offender.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it from our discussion on the Greek mythology, if you look at it from that perspective, well, Athena gives us the preparedness.
Right.
And Athena is going to talk about being prepared to prevent the crime from happening in the first place, as is Prometheus, because Prometheus is going to talk about prevention.
Right.
They're going to take away the opportunity for a crime to happen in the first place.
Right.
One of the other gods that is so fascinating, or one of the other characters is, and I got to get to the page of it, is Hermes. Hermes?
I love him. Isn't he the one that's in the Hercules movie too?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I think so. I'm going to look at you, Nicole. Isn't Hermes in? No, you don't know? I feel like he is. All right. You know what, Gary, as you're reading about this, because I'm going to do this in real time, I'm almost positive he is. And if so, he's a cute little character.
So while you're doing that, I'll just kind of give an example of why we're even talking about Greek mythology on the beaten edge.
Yep. See, I knew it. Knew it. Yep. There he is. He's so cute with his little winged feet and his little winged hat.
But that's a character. I don't know whether that's what he looked like.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Okay. I knew who you asked if I knew who you were talking about.
Okay.
So I answered the question. I do. No, and you're there he is. He is. He's in it.
But he's sneaky too.
He is sneaky. He absolutely is. If you watch Hercules, Disney's Hercules, he is absolutely is.
But yes. but what I gathered from really researching some of this stuff is that the Greeks believe that wisdom, obviously having that knowledge, vigilance, and understanding were powerful forms of protection. And we never really looked at it. I never really talked about it.
It's so true.
Crime prevention back then,
it's still prevalent in 2026.
It's built on the same principles.
So true.
You know, so we don't, but it's important to note that they never talked about being fearful.
Mm.
It's interesting because maybe there will be somebody, and certainly we'd welcome that sharing in there. It's nobody, I couldn't find anybody that was afraid of crime. It was all about preventing crime, being powerful. Gods were meant to be powerful. So Argus was that individual to be aware. Athena was prepared. And Hermes is the one that understood offenders.
Hmm.
That's why we talk a lot about making sure that we understand the offenders to prevent crime.
Yeah, because he would, he knew the tricks and the tactics of who would harm him and everything. So he was a tricky little guy. I like that.
Yes. So beating the badge this week is all about Greek mythology.
Yeah, I like it. And I want to go see Odyssey. And I probably should go back and read the book.